Chapter 3. The fold-out table in his private office was set. The food was ready to serve, and Talon Card was just pouring the wine when the tap came on his door. As always, his timing was perfect. "Mara?" he called.
"Yes,"
the young woman's voice confirmed through the door.
"You asked me to join you for dinner?"
"Yes, please, come in."
The door slid open, and with her usual cat-like grace, Mara Jade walked into the room.
"You didn't say what—"
her green eyes flicked to the elaborately set table.
"This was all about,"
she finished, her tone just noticeably different. The green eyes came back to him, cool and measuring.
"No, it's not what you're thinking,"
Card assured her, motioning her to the chair opposite his.
"This is a business meal, no more, no less."
From behind his desk came a sound halfway between a cackle and a purr.
"That's right, Drang. A business meal,"
Card said, turning toward the sound.
"Come on out with you."
The Vornsker peered out from around the edge of the desk, its front paws gripping the carpet, its muzzle close to the floor as if on the hunt.
"I said, out with you,"
Card repeated firmly, pointing toward the open door behind Mara.
"Come on. Your dish has been set up in the kitchen. Sturm's already there. Chances are he's eaten half your supper by now."
Reluctantly, Drang slunk out from behind the desk, cackle purring forlornly to himself as he padded toward the door.
"Don't give me that poor little me act,"
Card chided, picking a piece of braised brewalki from the serving dish.
"Here, this should cheer you up."
He tossed the food in the general direction of the doorway. Drang's lethargy vanished in a single coiled spring leap as he snagged the mouthful in midair.
"There," Card called after him. "Now go enjoy your supper."
The Vonsker trotted out.
"All right,"
Card said, shifting his attention back to Mara.
"Where were we?"
"You were telling me this was a business meal,"
she said, her voice still a little cool as she slid into the seat across from his and surveyed the table.
"It's certainly the nicest business meal I've had in quite a while."
"Well, that's the point, really,"
Card told her, sitting down himself and reaching over to the serving tray.
"I think it's occasionally good for us to remember that being a smuggler doesn't necessarily require one to be a barbarian, too."
"Ah,"
she nodded, sipping at her wine.
"And I'm sure most of your people are so very grateful for that reminder."
Card smiled. So much, he thought, for the unusual setting and scenario throwing her off balance. He should have known that particular gambit wouldn't work on someone like Mara.
"It does often make for an interesting evening,"
he agreed.
"Particularly,"
he eyed her,
"when discussing a promotion."